Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
In Anurag Kashyap's 2017 boxing drama Mukkabaz, a coach tells his protege, "Ab tumko tay karna hai ki tumko mukkabaz banna hai ya mukkebaz." In other words, do you want to be a boxer or a brawler? In Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra's Tufan, Aziz, a street fighter from Dongri, is faced with the same choice: boxing or bhaigiri. Aziz chooses a life of izzat. The catalyst in his life is a doctor at the local hospital. To paraphrase Jack Nicholson's great line in As Good As It Gets, Ananya makes Aziz want to be a better man. The idea for Tufan came from Farhan Akhtar. The story and screenplay have been written by Anjum Rajabali, who has earlier written films like Ghulam and co-written films like Rajneeti. Vijay Maurya is credited with additional screenplay and dialogue. Despite the input of so many stellar talents, the writing doesn't deviate much from the standard tropes of the boxing movie, as we've seen in several films before. From Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull, which 41 years later continues to be the holy grail of boxing movies, to the Rocky and Creed franchise. Here too, boxing isn't merely a sport. It's a shot at honor, redemption, glory, a better life. The ring is a battlefield in which the fighter suffers hellish punishment, but he proves bigger than his pain. But before this, the fighter must be mentored by a formidable coach who teaches him not just the sport, but a way of life. Here the role is played by Paresh Rawal, who is solid. And there must be a training montage which establishes the physical rigor that the role requires. At the end, the underdog overcomes insurmountable odds. Here, Aziz goes up against an opponent whose track record boasts of 40 bouts and 40 knockouts. In case we still don't get how tough the fight is, the commentator helpfully informs us, "Sirf boxers hi nahi, punching bag bhi usse ghabrate hain." No prizes for guessing who wins. Tufan works best when it innovates within the formula. Like its depiction of the relationship between a middle-class Hindu girl and a Muslim orphan who has been picked up from a gutter and raised by the local Dongri Don. You have to suspend disbelief to believe that this romance could actually happen. It doesn't help that Ananya is written as incessantly chirpy and upright, and that Mrunal Thakur's performance doesn't add any nuance. But their love story, the bigotry they face, the thorny responses from neighbours and family, the hardscrabble circumstances, and Aziz's eventual compromise are constructed with conviction and authenticity. It is the beating heart of the film, as is Farhan. Like he did in Bhag Milkha Bhag, also in partnership with Rakesh, Farhan locates the essence of a sportsman. He can't match the brilliance or the searing fury of Vineet Kumar Singh in Mukkabaz, but Farhan plays Aziz with charm and vulnerability, which contrasts nicely with his ability to inflict serious harm. The physical transformation from chiseled muscles to middle-aged dad bod is also impressive. In a key scene, Aziz steps out of the bathroom in a towel, so there is no doubt in our minds that the protruding belly is real. Which took me back to that lovely scene in Sultan in which Salman Khan, playing the aging wrestler, looks in despair at himself in the mirror. Aziz getting back into shape is also a thing of beauty. Like Rocky running up those iconic steps, Aziz runs up the steps in a half-constructed building against the rousing title number by Shankar Ehsaan Loy. I don't know much about boxing, but at no point does Farhan come off like an amateur. His body language in the ring is persuasive. The actor, who's a co-producer on the film, also helps to hold together the jostling tonalities in Tufan. Tufan has been shot by Jay Oza, who also shot Gully Boy. Large chunks are set in the narrow lanes of Dongri and Nagpada. The visual grammar is aiming for gritty naturalism, but too much of the storytelling is plotted like old-school Bollywood. Early in the film, we see Aziz buying gifts for orphan boys, which is tacked on only to establish that he might be a goon, but he's a good-hearted one. The Hindu-Muslim divide is partially mended by a blatantly manipulative scene set in a temple. Darshan Kumar shows up as a bad guy. This track is wholly redundant, and it made me wonder why filmmakers can't give this talented actor more to do than just glare icily. There's also Supriya Pathak playing a kindly Catholic nurse who helps the young couple. Her presence allows for a Christmas celebration in which the camera lingers on a decorative star, which makes the plea for religious tolerance and secularism complete. This is not a film that wants us to think too much. The dialogue spells everything out. We have lines like, "Tumhara dard, tumhara gussa, ek din tumhara sapna pura karega." Or, "Jeeta wohi hai jo aakhir tak khada rehta hai." Aziz gets hooked to boxing after watching a video of Muhammad Ali in the ring. At various times in the film, he's compared to the legend, which is a bit of a stretch. The film's length is also a hurdle. Tufan runs for 2 hours and 43 minutes. You have to get past the bland first act to get to the meat in the story. This might have worked better in a theatre, but is harder to pull off on a streaming platform when there are hundreds of options only a click away. Despite the convoluted screenplay, which included flashbacks within flashbacks, Bhag Milkha Bhag was able to summon the demons and the formidable spirit that drove an athlete to greatness. That film also benefited from the weight of being inspired by a real-life personality. Tufan can't match the emotional punch of that, but Farhan's tenacity and sincerity shines through even in the dull patches. You can watch Tufan on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.